Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll talk about the sentiment that we hear from the UKLA in Brussels, and we'll talk about the headwinds the EU dairy market is facing. Today is the 28th of September. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. Yesterday was a rainy day in Holland, and dark clouds traveled slowly over the Netherlands, washing away the last summer vibes and bringing the cold back to, as the Dutch call it, our koude kikkerlandje. Our gas bill will be higher, now we have to turn up the heat again, and our energy bill will also be higher, now we have to put on the lights earlier and earlier. But it's not only the Netherlands that is cooling off and seeing dark clouds. The dairy market activities are cooling down as well, and dark clouds are hovering over the dairy markets. Because we were not attending ourselves, we forgot to report about the UKLA event yesterday. More than 100 dairy participants listened to a more bearish outlook for dairy and the headwinds the dairy market will have to face. As we haven't been attending ourselves, we have to talk about the general sentiment more than about specific details. But it seemed most people are expecting difficult times ahead. And if we are informed correctly, the discussion doesn't really revolve as much around milk collection as we were expecting. Milk collection is expected to be maybe down slightly or maybe up slightly, but no major changes are expected compared to last year. It's the sluggish demand inside, but especially outside of the EU, that is the main concern. The strong dollar, high inflation, and political tensions are all threats for consumption and trade activities. But financing cost and cost of storage and the unfavorable investment climate due to high interest rates aren't helping the sentiment either. It's hard to put a number or an effect on every single issue, and all on their own, they might not be a big problem. It's the combination of all the issues that we are seeing right now that are causing an unprecedented uncertainty that is potentially quite bearish for the dairy commodity prices and trade activities for the months ahead. Butter prices are trading relatively steady for close by, but we are seeing a bit weaker sentiment for further out. We have traded some frozen Polish butter for prompt at a price of 68.80 and some Western EU lactic butter fresh between 702 and 7100 euros. This is slightly lower compared to yesterday's prices. But for close by, there are also some bullish signals to report. Cream, so far, keeps trading steady to firm between 86 and 8800 euros. And we hear that the new retail price in Germany will be set between 7600 euros and 7750. This is a really firm price compared to the block prices that we are seeing today. Futures for Q1, however, are trading slightly lower. We hear prices at 6800 euros and lower, and Q2 futures are offered as low as 6725, but no bids so far. We must note, however, that we don't see much lower offers for physical butter yet. Also in Eastern Europe, we hear that demand for small packaging is still strong and demanded volumes are okay. Prices for fresh butter in Poland are, for that reason, still offered at high levels, and we are not expecting to trade significantly lower for fresh Polish butter. We start today with the following. We have an offer for 6 trucks of German, Belgium, Dutch fresh butter in Q1 at a price of 6800 euros, and we have a bid against it at 6700 euros. We have an offer for 4 trucks of lactic butter, Irish origin, delivered to the Netherlands for November collection at a price of 6900 euros. And we have an offer for 2 trucks of fresh sweet cream butter from Poland, Mlekpor or Lumico origin, at a price of 705 Ex Works Poland. We don't know if we should say it again, but the cheese sentiment continues to be weaker. We have traded a few trucks of Gouda and Edam for close by at a price of 505, but demand keeps slipping away. We now have only a few spot buyers left, and they are bidding lower and lower. Sellers are offering only small volumes at this time and are also careful as they remember selling forward at lower prices only for demand to come back, causing prices to bounce back up with the demand as well. The lower prices do seem to mainly come from Gouda, Edam and Mozzarella. Maybe the weaker British pound and the weaker zloty are making sales to these products to the UK and Poland more difficult at the prices that we saw last week. We start today with the following markets. We have a bid for 6 trucks of Gouda, 48 slicing quality in Q4 at a price of 49.80. We have a bid for 2 trucks of Mozzarella for the second half of October at a price of 47.50. And we have a bid for 1 to 2 trucks of Gouda 48 slicing quality German origin for October loading at a price of €5 delivered to the Netherlands. The powder market also seems to be getting heavier, and we have reported about this over the last weeks, but now we start to see some actual signs. Offered prices are starting to come down slowly, but the biggest signal for us is the lower trading futures. After weeks of grinding upwards, we saw now a slow decline yesterday. Q1 futures traded as low as 37.55, but we hear there are now offers at 37.25 without any bids. H1 futures traded even as low as 36.95. Most of our partners are rethinking their prices that they want to bid or offer, so we only have a very small market to present to you today. We have an offer for 100 metric tons of French whey powder at a price of €1,400 ex works France. We have an offer for 300 metric tons of Solarex skim milk powder medium heat for Q4 collection at a price of €37.25. And we still have the same bid as we had yesterday for 600 metric tons of skim milk powder from Ireland, medium heat, with standard export documents at a price of €34.50 for Q4 collection. Okay, and that was it again. Thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. We appreciate all the feedback that we've been getting over the last weeks, and we are trying to embed it in our new podcast as well. If you are listening to this podcast for the first time and you liked it, please subscribe via your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify. For now, once again, thank you for listening. We wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.